You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship. With previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Daily Darts podcast. We're about to move on to day three of the William Hill World Darts Championship at the Alexandra Palace. We're going to look ahead to that action in just a moment or two. But before we get stuck into tonight's action, let's just take a little bit of a reflection on what happened last night. And we'll start with Michael van Gerwen, who got the better of Rennie Idems in the first round. But it wasn't the most straightforward of victories. He survived a bit of a scare.
A scare is a big word, but I thought I made myself more on the... I put myself more under pressure than I should do. After the 2-0, he didn't even have a dart on the double. And yeah, he gave him self-confidence with a good 1-2 finish, but I also was a little bit sloppy with a couple of scores. And I shouldn't be in that position, but I think it's a good lesson for the next round.
It just goes to show that you can't take any victory at this William Hill World Championship for granted.
No, that's correct. If you're going to look to his first round game, I think he finished the game with 63 average, and now he ended with 90. 90 is not bad. I didn't play bad, I had a 99 average, but I can do a lot better. But what can I say, I'm through to the next round. I always say when you win, it doesn't matter how you win.
You are on a ridiculous unbeaten run at the moment, and by your own enormously high standards, that wasn't anywhere near, you know, good for yourself.
No, it was okay. I didn't play bad, I was okay. Every time my first dart couldn't go in a triple 20, yeah, it was a bit hard. The stage was a bit different than normally because they changed everything around. But it's good preparation for next game.
You have just come straight back off holiday. Bit of rustiness?
No, because I played last weekend a couple of exhibitions. I had a couple of day practice at home, so I played well the other week. So I think it's just this day. I will play better next week.
You have been playing superbly all year. 18 titles you've won this year. 22 matches unbeaten now. You are the man to beat at this William Hill World Championship, are you not?
They say so. A lovely position to be in, but I don't see it that way. I just want to win my game by game and try to don't make any mistakes.
Darren Webster next. Looking forward to it?
Of course. Good player, but long time ago for him that he beat me.
Those are the thoughts of Michael van Gerwen. And then we can also hear from some of the other winners on day two. Dave Pallett pulled off one of the shocks of the early stages of the William Hill World Darts Championship. He beat Kim Huybrechts, and we can hear from an ecstatic Dave Pallett now.
Dave, that was an amazing performance by you. How good does it feel to overcome such a tight game in the early rounds?
It was a very tight game. To the first set, thought it was possible. Lost the next two, and I thought, well, got a bit downhearted, if I'm honest. Managed to scrape the fourth and win the fifth, so I'm over the moon.
When the game does look to be slipping away from you, how do you sort of convince yourself mentally that you can get back into it?
I don't know, I'm a bit of a pessimist, to be honest, so I just sort of give up, relax and see what happens. And luckily for me, what happened was good for me, so I'm happy.
You're ranked 47th in the world at the moment. Do you think that's a fair reflection, and are you still improving as a player?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm happy with the progress I'm making, definitely. It's slow progress, but progress is progress. At the end of the day, I'm moving in the right direction, so I can't complain.
You've got 10 days off now. Do you enjoy having that break, or are you itching to go again?
No, I'm going to enjoy the break. Christmas, obviously, with the family and everything, so I'm looking forward to it.
And then what's it like playing at a packed-out Ali Pally?
Oh, it's mental. Absolutely mental. Last year, I played Adrian Lewis. I remember his walk-on, and that was about it, sort of zoned out. Got beat easily and then didn't take all of it in. So I thought this year, take it in, enjoy it, and luckily enough, come away with the win.
And one of the more convincing winners on the night was Kyle Anderson. He had a straight sets victory over Brendan Dolan. And here are the thoughts of Kyle Anderson after last night's match.
You know, at the start I felt a bit jittery in a couple of legs. You know, of course you're going to have it in the first round of any tournament you're playing. But after I got that first set, I started to feel comfortable and it showed in the end.
You've had a good 2015, breaking into the top 50. How are you feeling about your game in general at the moment?
It's all about confidence, mate. And the confidence is coming and coming, and it's just a matter of working on doubles. And when they come in, I feel like I can now jump that ladder again.
You're yet to make it past the second round here. Do you think you have a good chance of doing that this time round?
you've always think you've got a good chance. You know, it depends on how it comes out in the day, and if I play well enough on the day, I think I can get through.
And yeah, you've obviously hit a 9 darter here before. Can we expect to see one in the near future?
Well, let's hope. I try every chance I get, and if it doesn't go, it doesn't go. But I really think I can.
And finally, what's your favourite thing about playing at the Alexandra Palace?
I'd say probably the crowd, to be honest. Being from Australia, we don't get this sort of crowd until the Sydney Masters and Perth Masters came in. But to play in front of this and to have everybody back home watching you at something like 3 o'clock in the morning, it must feel special if someone stays up that long to watch the darts. So no, it's just to be on this stage is world-renowned, and to be on the stage, that's it.
So that's the big stories from day 2 then. Let's move on to day 3. We've got plenty to look forward to tonight, including Phil Taylor starting his campaign to win a 17th world title. And Rod Harrington has taken a look ahead to some of the action for us tonight. Let's hear his thoughts in Rod's Odds.
Day 3. Ian White plays the young Belgian, Dimitri Vandenberg. White to win, but Berg to get a set. Good odds. Get on it. What about the ex-world champion, Steve Beaton? He's got a qualifier. I fancy him 3-0. Best match tonight for me. Ricky Evans takes on Simon Whitlock. He is a speedster and a great player. A lot of people will be backing him to win. But most 180s, I think it's bang on.
Great night in prospects then on day 3 of the William Hill World Darts Championship. You can hear the action on William Hill's in-play radio throughout this evening. And plenty to look forward to. So do tune in for that and enjoy the third night of action in the William Hill World Darts Championship.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.